Chemotherapy can save lives but also be debilitating. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Mads Daugaard, senior research scientist and assistant professor in the Department of Urology at the University of British Columbia, explores how a sugar protein may be the answer to an easier method of treating cancer.
Robert Ballard, the man who found the Titanic, says his most interesting discoveries have been the ones he wasn't looking for. But the reality is most of us don't base our research on serendipity. The need to obtain grants and published results doesn't lend itself to open-ended pursuits. I now realize Ballard's words were more than just a platitude. The unintentional discovery in this case was my friend's, Eli Salanti in Copenhagen, but I was fortunate to help bring it forward. While exploring why pregnant women are particularly susceptible to malaria, he discovered that the parasite makes a protein that binds to a particular type of sugar molecule in the placenta. Working from a hunch, we found the same sugar molecule is also present in most cancers. With that in mind, we attached a toxin to the malaria protein and tested it on mice that had been implanted with various human cancers. The combination significantly shrunk the tumors. But the mice also showed no adverse side effects. The malaria protein carried the toxin only to cancer cells. As anyone who has undergone chemotherapy knows, the cancer drugs we rely on today are not nearly so precise. The irony that we might exploit one disease to destroy another is one of those twists of biology that reminds me why I became a scientist. But I also think it's nature's way of telling scientists that we should never discount the possibility of finding answers in places where we least expect it.
That was Mads Daugaard of the University of British Columbia. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
We will cure this dirty old disease. Well, if you've got the poison, I've got the remedy. The remedy is the experience. This is a dangerous liaison. I says the comedy. Is that a serious? This is a strange enough new place.